You're listening to Tree Note. On a recent trip to Canada, I was reminded of the life and works of Emily Carr, a cherished figure of Canadian arts and letters. Her distinctive paintings have depicted the forests and Indigenous cultures of Western Canada for nearly a century. Born in 1871 in British Columbia, she received her art training in California and London. Early on, she visited Native American villages on Vancouver Island and in Alaska, which led to her artistic mission of documenting the forests, the vanishing totem poles, and the ways of life of the First Nations. Although her contemporaries adopted modern art approaches such as Cubism, she said, "I am not ready for abstraction. I cling to earth and her dear shapes, her density, her herbage, her juice." Later in her life, she bought a caravan that she nicknamed the Elephant, towing it to the remote landscapes she painted. Carr's later paintings revealed her anxiety about the ecological and social effects of industrial logging on the lives of Indigenous people. They depict the cleared land and the tree stumps that, she wrote, are their own tombstones and their own mourners. My favorite Emily Carr painting, named Among the Firs, depicts a grove of living trees. Standing before that canvas, I gain a vivid sense of the towering scale of the trees, their dynamic environment, the spirituality of the forest, and the losses we will feel if we lose it. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.